Newberg Tree of Life. By Richard, William, Nelson. Scientists last week proposed new evolutionary relationships among all 9,993 of the world's known living bird species. In a letter published in the prestigious Nature Journal, scientists reported on the use of DNA sequence data to create a radiating phylogenetic tree, a revolutionary new bird tree of life. Walter Jetz, an evolutionary biologist at Yale University in New Haven, Connecticut, was the leading author of the letter entitled The Global Diversity of Birds in Space and Time. In an interview with science writer Virginia Gwynn for Nature News, Jetz explains, "This is the first dated tree of life for a class of species this size to be put on a global map. Phylogenomic study. Construction of the new bird tree of life used the phylogenomic data published in the Journal of Science in 2008. By dividing the birds into 158 clades and using 10 fossils, the researchers dated and placed all the living species on the tree, starting with the roughly 6,600 for which genetic information was available." Even Gwynn, however, raised a red flag in Nature News, noting the endeavor is also controversial, owing to the large number of species for which no DNA sequence data are available. Robert E. Rickleffs, of the University of Missouri St. Louis, commented in the journal Nature, lent a measure of credence to the study, noting, "The result is perhaps not perfect, but it is probably the best possible for now." Mark Pagel, of the University of Reading, UK, gave the counter opinion in the journal Nature, noting, "If the phylogeny is wrong, it might confidently return biased or misleading answers to tests of evolutionary questions." Trevor Price, an evolutionary biologist at the University of Chicago in Illinois, in an interview with Gwynn, weighed in on the scientific value of the study, noting, "This is a conceptually brilliant attempt to link space with time while crafting a complete phylogeny. But there are almost certainly introduced artifacts by lacking one-third of the sequences used to create it." Jetz's team found evidence of rapid speciation that has increased over time. Biologist and co-author, Arne Meuers, of Simon Fraser University, Canada, explains, "The current zeitgeist thought in biodiversity science is that the world can fill up quickly. Speciation is actually speeding up, not slowing down. Unlike other trees of life schemes, Jetz's new bird tree of life is a radiating circle, rather than a branching tree originating from a single ancestral trunk." Reports on Jetz's paper received widespread coverage, including Science Daily, Science News, and the Sierra Club. The paper was subtitled "Ambitious Attempts to Link Geography to Diversification Ruffles Some Feathers," to highlight the revolutionary aspect of the new bird tree of life shape. The structure of the new bird tree of life scheme is more complicated than a typical tree. Whether Jetz's tree will stand the test of time within the evolution industry is pending. As Jetz explained to Gwynn, "This is certainly not the last word on phylogeny of birds. We hope it will trigger additional efforts to continue improving our understanding of the avian tree of life." Molecular biology versus Darwin. 21st century scientists are discovering Darwin's predicted slight successive changes in molecular biology over long periods to be a rare bird. As molecular biologist Michael Denton in the book Nature's Destiny, How the Laws of Biology Reveal Purpose in the Universe notes, "In the current molecular biological picture of life, we have found a watch more complicated and more harmonious than any conceived by William Paley." As an 18th century naturalist, Paley is best known for his exposition of the teleological argument for the existence of God in his work entitled Natural Theology, using the designer-watchmaker analogy. Early in life, Darwin read Paley passionately, then gradually turned adamantly against him. English paleontologist Simon Conway Morris, commenting on the limits of molecular biology in the journal Nature, 1995, sees the flight path of Darwin's emerging dilemma. "The story emerging from molecular biology is that what may look very different in anatomical terms can be founded on a basically identical gene architecture. With vast differences in anatomy and physiology, unexpectedly, broad molecular similarities exist throughout nature." Sensing the on-the-wall, Lynn Margulis, the 1999 winner of the National Medal of Science awarded by President William J. Clinton, referring to the Altenburg 16 summit, said. Everyone agreed with ultimate common ancestry of Earth's life, because the DNA, RNA, messenger, transfer RNA, membrane-bounded cell constituents, lipids, the phospholipids, that we share, they're all virtually identical in all life today. Brian Goodwin, a theoretical biologist of University of Edinburgh, Scotland, as a free-thinking evolutionist advances a revolutionary idea. Genes are responsible for determining which molecules an organism can produce. The molecular composition of organisms does not, in general, determine their form. The genetic evidence from birds paints a discontinuous mosaic pattern. The new bird tree of life underscores persistent problems with Darwinism and the modern evolutionary synthesis theory. Genesis. While the phylogenetics new bird tree of life stands as an example of a theory looking for validating evidence, the molecular evidence in birds is compatible with the Genesis account recorded by Moses. Evolution is a philosophy, not a valid scientific theory. 2010 update. To date, the use of a phylogenetic approach to developing a tree of life for birds is not widely adopted. According to Wikipedia, 2020. In the article entitled Evolution of Birds, does not discuss Jetzt's phylogenetically derived tree of life. Evolution 101, of the University of California, Berkeley, does not discuss Jetzt's phylogenetically derived tree of life. Smithsonian Institute does not discuss Jetzt's phylogenetically derived tree of life.